Another aspect that shone through is even there's one time when he was in the care of the royal doctors, the doctors of the royal family. He had lost his mobility, his ability to walk, use his limbs, his speech, and they were giving him physiotherapy. And he'd been there for about probably a couple months by that time, or a month or so. And Joseph was stressed, so I came down and gave him an opportunity to have a break, and I stayed in the hospital and helped look after Ajahn Chah. And I mean, it's really a hard job. So, but one day in the afternoon, taking him for a walk in his wheelchair around the hospital grounds, and you know, he's not mobile, he's not speaking, but there was this, we're walking through the grounds, and there was this mother and a young child, son, and there was something quite striking about their posture, their being, or their kind of faith. They got down immediately by the path and put their hands on Anjali, and there was just something very pure about them. And then Ajahn Chah made a gesture of putting his hand out and to give the. And then I invited the little boy to come forward to bow into Ajahn Chah's hand. And that was like he'd given that opportunity for this mother and this little boy to just pay respects. And it was just so compassionate, and just sort of just the compassion overrode the debilitated body or condition that he was in. It was just so that's an image that always sticks with me. His tremendous compassion.